Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew, Bible teacher and pastor of Grace Valley Christian Center, located in Davis, California. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in the Bible series in the book of Romans with part two of this message entitled, The Rock, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to Romans chapter 9, verse 33. Now, here's our teacher, Pastor P.G. Matthew.
The book of Romans. You see, Romans is a presentation of the gospel of God concerning His Son. The gospel which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And you must know the gospel precisely that you may believe the gospel and be saved. Not some emotional something, intelligent apprehension of the gospel. Don't waste your life. Have precise knowledge of the gospel as outlined by St. Paul in this magnificent letter, Romans. So we are finishing chapter 9. Let's turn to it, verse 32. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, but it was in accordance with what is promised in the Old Testament, as it is written. This is not a surprise. It's already predicted in the Old Testament. See, behold, I lay in Zion a stone that causes men to stumble, a rock that makes them fall. A stone, a massive rock, and the one who trusts in this rock, in Him, that is added by the apostle. That is the one who trusts in Jesus Christ will never be put to shame. That is called a litotes, double negative, to emphasize the positive truth that they will be truly saved. I am not ashamed of the gospel is a litotes, which means what? I am proud of the gospel. So, and the one who trusts in Him will be saved for sure. I spoke to you about four things about the rock, and now the fifth, rejected rock. It is stated in Psalm 118, verse 22, and Jesus applies this to Himself. He was conscious that the rock sayings in the Old Testament had reference to Him. He quotes this in Matthew 21, verse 42. And St. Peter understood this also, and he quotes this in Acts chapter 4, verse 11. To the builders of Israel, Jesus spoke, fully aware that Old Testament stone sayings were messianic and so relating to Him. Have you ever read in the scriptures the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone? The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The builders looked over this stone. They found fault with this stone. They rejected the stone. But it has become the capstone by divine ordination. And so he says, therefore I tell you, because you rejected me and you are rejecting me, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to a people who will produce its fruit. Kingdom of God is eternal life. Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God is everlasting communion with God and God's people. Kingdom of God is God's rule by His Son. Beneficent rule for our indescribable blessing and happiness. Kingdom of God is taken away from the rebels who will not trust Him and believe in Him. Rebels, those who stumble, those who reject the Messiah, is taken away from them and given to those who believe in Him and live for Him. Those who believe in Him shall not be ashamed. They shall be saved by this stone. Number 6, it is the rock that breaks the rebels. So Jesus says, in Matthew 21, verse 44, he who falls on this stone, he's referring to himself, will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed. Jesus is speaking in terms of the messianic stone saying of the Old Testament. Like Isaiah 8 and verse 14 and Daniel 2, 34 and 35 and 44 and 45. The stone, friends, is Jesus Christ. The stone is salvation for those who believe in Him. You can rest on this stone. This stone will be a sanctuary for those who sanctify Him, set Him apart as Lord in their heart, as St. Peter tells us. He is salvation based on His cross work of atonement. Friends, that's one choice. If you reject Him, then He will break you to pieces. Let us put away this idea, Jesus is love. You have no clue who Jesus is. He saves you and He breaks the rebels, the arrogant. If you reject Him, then this stone crushes you and casts you into eternal hell. It is He who spoke about hell more times than anybody else, because He created it for rebels, angels, and rebel humans. You fall on this massive rock, the judge, or it falls on you. This stone destroys the rebels and their arrogance. You wait, sir. This stone will fall on you and break you. Jesus Christ is not like your father, who is passive. He never said anything to you. He is the lamb that is slain, and He is the Lion of Judah. There is an ancient Jewish saying, and listen to it. If a stone falls on a clay pot, woe to the pot. And if the pot falls on the stone, woe to the pot. That is the story of an unbelieving, arrogant rebel. The rebels stumble and fall upon this rock. He is offended by Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Jesus asserted his deity, and you don't like it. You are offended. And you are offended at his humanity. Stable born King of the Jews, a poor laborer, a carpenter. You are offended because he is uneducated, never sat under world-renowned rabbi like Gamaliel. You are offended because he is illegitimate, at least that's the rumor. You are offended because he is a Sabbath breaker. You are offended because he regularly violated traditions of the elders. You are offended because he forgave sins. And you said, who can forgive sin but God? They are offended because he claimed to be the Messiah. You are offended because he is a friend of publicans and sinners. He receives them and eats with them. You are offended because Jesus taught salvation by grace and not by works. You are offended because he embraces the death of the cross, refusing to come off from it, which proves in your mind that he is cursed, he is a blasphemer, he is a Samaritan, he is Beelzebub, he is a glutton, he is a drunkard. They stumbled, sir, on this stone, and they were broken. St. Paul understood this, and he was a rebel too, but now he writes in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block, an offense, a scandal to Jews, and foolishness to the Gentiles, but to us whom God has called Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and wisdom of God. So Jesus predicts the destruction of the rebels. The clay pot will be broken. They fall on the stone, and the stone falls on them to break them and crush them. Friends, this is still true of all the peoples of the world, including millions and millions and millions of nominal Christians throughout the world. Every unbeliever is a rebel. Daniel spoke of this falling stone and the destruction it produces. Now let me read to you Daniel chapter 2. While you were watching this arrogant Nebuchadnezzar, while you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. In verse 44 and 45, in the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands. Rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true and the interpretation is true. The stone that breaks the rebel, the arrogant, the unyielding, the unbelieving. Examine yourselves and see whether you are unbelieving and arrogant, and just listen to my words. He's against you. He will fall on you at any moment. He'll break you. He'll crush you. He will pulverize you. This smashing and breaking into pieces of the arrogant rebels take place in history. That is in your lifetime. And at the end of history, Jesus is the Lord of history. He has received all authority in heaven and on earth. He sets up kings and kingdoms, and he puts them down. Simeon was right when he prophesied in Luke chapter 2, verse 34, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. When I say Jesus Christ is Lord, believe in him, and all of a sudden, the interior hatred against God and his Son manifests itself. What is your reaction to the gospel of this rock Messiah? Faith or unbelief? Depending on your reaction, you will be saved or crushed by Christ himself. Did you know that this Christ raised from the dead and reigning is coming again to judge the living and the dead? And he comes in great glory. So Daniel saw this and said this in Daniel 7. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with clouds, rock cut out, not by human hands, coming again. Coming with the clouds of heaven, he approached the Ancient of Days, God the Father, and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord, for the glory of God the Father, sir. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. That's why John the Baptist said, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. The apostle said, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. The pastor says, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. He is offering you salvation, free salvation, gracious salvation to be received by faith. If not, he breaks you. Number 7, the beaten rock. Yes, he was beaten in our place. For us, this rock, the Messiah, was beaten. Exodus 17, 5 and 6, the Lord answered Moses, walk ahead of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock. And water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. Water gushed out. Water of life gushed out of the rock. And they drank it. And St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4, they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. The beaten rock, the stricken rock, is the rock Messiah in his humiliation. The crucified Jesus. And we read, then a soldier pierced his side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. Jesus cleanses our sins by his precious blood and quenches our thirst with his living water that come from the cross of Christ. St. Paul says Christ died for our sins and was raised for our justification. What do you want? It says, everyone who believes in him will not be ashamed, will surely be saved. St. Peter said this. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. And then he says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The stone is the Son, is the Messiah, the only Savior, sir. Did you say, I have no desire to repent? Did you say, I do not want to believe in Jesus Christ? You were very cultured. You said, not now. You didn't want to offend me. So you said, I need what? More time. Did you say, I don't want to stop sinning? Did you say, I don't want to read the Word of God? Did you say, I don't want to go to the church to worship? You'll be broken, sir. You will be broken. Soon a stone not cut by human hands will come down from heaven upon all clay pots. Woe to the pot. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew 25, when the Son of Man comes in glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angel. And you read through the Bible and you come to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And you come to the last chapter, Revelation 22, verse 15. Outside are the dogs. Listen to the language of the Holy Ghost, the arrogant, the unbelieving. Outside are the dogs. Those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I beseech you, implore you, beg you to humble, to repent, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Christ died for our sins. Don't ever underestimate our sin, the multitude of our sin. One sin is all that is necessary to send us to hell. Multitude of it. We committed them. He was beaten. And Isaiah tells us very clearly about substitutionary atonement. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We were the rebels, but you came down to seek the lost, to heal the sick, to save sinners. Amen.
You have been listening to Grace and Glory Audio, a part two of this message entitled, A Rock, Jesus Christ. Come back soon for more transforming Bible teaching from Pastor P.G. Matthew.